Okay, I got to get out of here. It's 8:59. WMFO in Medford. Thanks again, Justine, for coming on.
It's my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Plug the show one more time.
Friday, December 8th at Once in Somerville, the gigantic Get Unclean record release party with 8 phenomenal bands. Be there.
Fantastic. I'll be there. You know that. Thanks for listening, guys, and we'll see you next week. Bye.
Bye.
Unaware of the creepy laughing at the end of that song.
Pretty creepy.
That was really creepy.
Unexpected.
Yeah, I didn't like that. I didn't like that at all. Anyways.
It's a nice touch, though.
It
catches you off guard, you know?
I guess it's like maybe kind of a creepy song. I don't really know.
Yeah, definitely was that vibe.
Sure.
Anyway.
That was Inner Meet Me by the Beta Band. Mm-hmm. You're listening to 91.5 WMFO in Medford. The show is 88 miles per hour.
88 miles per hour.
Oh my gosh, I wore my hat yesterday, maybe?
Yeah.
It was a bad hair day, so I had to wear my hat.
Gotta wear a hat, yeah.
Someone's yelling to us. Hey, yeah. Hi.
Hey.
Hello.
What's up?
I don't think it was
us. They're getting back at us for the times we yelled at them.
For all the times we've yelled at the window. But anyways, I wore my hat yesterday, and someone was like, is that a Back to the Future hat? And I was like, oh, that's...
Oh, wow.
It was a very proud moment.
That is amazing. I feel like whenever I tell people what the name of our show is, they're just like... Cool. What is that?
No one like ever makes
the. You like to drive fast.
I feel like 80. Well, I guess that's just fast. I was gonna say it's like not even.
That'll get you a ticket in me.
That'll get you a ticket for
once
sure.
Once in a while.
Anyways. You have anything to say, Amanda?
Just nice to be back. I feel like I haven't been here in a real long time.
I'm trying to think.
Because last week I couldn't come.
Last week I was by myself.
Yeah. The week before was Thanksgiving.
The
week before that, neither of us?
The week before that, we might have sneaked one
in.
Yeah. Oh, because I think Adriana was with us. I don't know. I can't keep track of anything anymore.
Do we have the Thanksgiving facts or something? Maybe? Facts with feet?
Oh, we definitely did. Oh, like, no, did we, maybe or not. Did we not? We,
did I oh, wish we had no.
Oh, who am I? Who, what day is it?
Who are
help
we?
Us.
What are we doing here?
Yikes.
Yeah, I really feel like I've not been on this show for like a month. I don't know. I'm very sad about it.
Don't be sad. You're here now.
I feel like the last time maybe was when I posted about the... On Facebook, what did I post with the
some meerkats?
Some meerkats.
Something like that. Well,
I'm pretty sure that was the last.
My memory is shot. But we're here now. And I think we have some tunes.
We always have some tunes.
I think we have some...
Know it.
Yeah. Maybe... who knows? I don't know.
I
don't know. I never know. I don't know.
Does anyone ever know? I mean...
I don't know.
Okay, November 14th.
Was the last time you were here?
That was the last time I was here.
My goodness.
How sad is that?
It's almost a month.
That was the Tuesday before, though. Just saying.
This week, dear goodness, this month is flying by. We're going crazy. We're absolutely going crazy.
To anyone listening, I apologize.
We're getting a call.
Oh, my goodness.
Someone wants to talk to us.
Okay, all right. Should we put it?
Amanda, hit him with the music.
All right, here we go.
Okay.
Okay.
A beep!
Got so much to prove. God, don't let me lose. bite your tongue on my syllables. Bet you need a syllabus to teach you how my vowels sound. It's a long I, baby, but your tongue too lazy. Need to fix your face and say your grace before you pray to me. In my name, in my name.
Cigarettes, firewood and bad wine long since gone. But I'm still drunk and hot, wide awake, breathing hard. And now in just 1 year's time, I've become jealous, rail thin, prone to paranoia when I'm stoned. This isn't true love, someone ought to put me in a home. Say, do you wanna get married? Put an end to our endless progressive tendency to scorn. Provincial concepts like your dowry and your daddy's farm. For love to find us of all people, I never thought it'd be so simple. Let's buy a plantation house and let the yard grow wild till we don't need the signs that say keep out. I've got some money left and it's cheaper in the south. I need someone I can trust to protect me from my 7 daughters when my body says enough. Don't let me die in a hospital. I'll save the big one for the last time we make love. Insert here a sentiment re our golden years. Oh, 'cause I went to the store one day. I've seen you around. What's your name?
So, we've had a very interesting couple minutes here at the station.
It's been busy.
We've required a guest. We've required several song suggestions.
Yes.
It's been crazy. Hectic.
Crazy. People keep calling.
I don't know what to do. I feel paralyzed.
Say hello.
Hi, I'm Andrew.
Hi, Andrew.
AKA Savage. It's weird for you to call yourself Andrew. Anyways.
Sorry, is that like a street name or?
No, that's my last name.
Isn't that sick?
That's pretty cool.
Come on. That's an opportunity.
Should we take this opportunity? Well, I'll take this opportunity to think of an overrated, underrated while I rattle off all of the songs we just listened
to. I'm going to try my best.
Okay, I believe in you. Okay, well, while Amanda's thinking, we listened to Trouble by Cage the Elephant. And then we listened to In My Name, which was words were really hard there for a second. I'm so brain dead. We listened to In My Name by Jamelia Woods, which was a request from Bocce. Thanks, Bocce. I really like that. It was very cool. It was like hip hop. It was really short, which she warned me about, but caught me off guard. Mm-hmm. But I kind of like when songs kind of surprise you. It's better to like leave it short, like wanting more versus like, oh my gosh, this song
so
is 10
bad.
Minutes. Like it's, I'm
also,
done
like,
with it.
I don't know. I just appreciate that she was just like, you know what? It's done. Minute and a half.
No, I liked
it. That's all we need.
It was great. And then we had another request, which was I Went to the Store One Day by Father John Misty, which, as I will quote, took our show from 88 miles per hour to about 2 miles per hour. But that's okay. Amanda and I are kind of erratic drivers
that's
on this
real.
Show.
That's real.
We go all over the speed spectrum. We never quite know what we'll hit next. It's fine. Anyways, did you think of something?
I did.
You did?
What the heck did I think of?
I don't know.
Oh, it was a good one, too.
Man.
Oh, I got it.
She's got it. Okay, so we play a game called Overrated, Underrated, and Amanda's going to give us something.
And we're
going to have to
say, okay, see,
our thoughts, our deep feelings.
It's really fun. Okay, ready?
Mm-hmm.
Boom boxes. Think like, back to your childhood when they were still around. Yes.
I guess my question is, are we going for like a traditional classic like radio, like a big like radio that you'd put like a tape in or like a CD or something and was like quite heavy and quite large? Or are we talking like a childhood kind of thing that you'd put some like weird cartridge like Disney paraphernalia kind of thing? Are we talking like an actual like a
that
real
counts as a boombox? I think that's a stretch.
Yeah.
Okay, it's so like a traditional
I will give you
like
example for what inspired this. When I was younger, I had like a Barbie boombox. It said Barbie on it, you know. And it was just for CDs.
Okay.
So
that's kind of like what I
portable like
okay.
Like 5 pounds, like not a big boombox.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, that's just one type.
Sure.
That's the beauty of them.
Cool. Okay. I have my thoughts.
Okay.
Would you like to go first or second?
I can go.
Go first.
So, the boombox from my childhood, I had a one for tape cassettes when I was, like, really little. Mm-hmm. And I'd always listen to Baby Beluga on it.
Oh, wow.
That's
and
awesome.
So, like,
amazing.
Definitely underrated because that's, like, definitely a good part of my childhood.
That's huge. But, yeah, that's worth it.
I like, yep. I'm into it.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think. I think I definitely had, like, a little, like, tape kind of boombox thing that you could, like, record. I remember being able to, like, record like a very short kind of thing on it, and I wish I had it today. It's probably in a dumpster somewhere.
That's really sad.
But I also, we have like a really old one in our garage that takes CDs. I think it also takes cassettes and like also a radio, and it's just like dusty and old, and I love it. It's so great.
No.
So
it's good stuff.
Yep. Definitely underrated.
Thank you both.
They should, you know, all these kids with their portable little pill speaker things, you know. What a shame.
Shameful.
What a shame. Well, that was a good one. What are your thoughts, Amanda?
I mean, I gotta say underrated.
Yeah.
I will never forget that Barbie boombox. Also, I just really love in the movies, this is so cheesy, but I love the whole, like, guy comes to the window with a giant boombox thing.
Don't
like,
even get me started. Sorry, you don't understand how much I love that.
I know. I just, like, that is the dream right there. Like, can't get any better. So,
you'd actually like it if a guy, like, came up to your window, like, in the middle of the night.
I would cry. In a trench coat and was more or less maybe
an amazing song in the night. Just, like,
being John Cusack helps too.
Being John Cusack is helpful.
I think it's a very romantic gesture. People should do that more often. We should all buy boomboxes.
That isn't the worst thing, but boombox, do it. Everyone listening,
we're helping you here.
Get on that.
Yeah, no, boombox is underrated. Also, very much kind of like a cool cultural thing, you know what I mean? Like, I feel like it's like a style icon almost, like it's like an accessory, right?
Is it a style icon at this point though?
No, it was.
it was
a good like marker from
back then. Sure,
times that have passed.
Indeed. Well, maybe we'll see the revival of the boombox.
I mean, I wouldn't doubt it. With we got stranger things have happened back.
Boombox is going to be the next. You just wait.
No, so we're going to do tape cassettes again, and CDs is going to cycle.
Then it'll come back. Yep.
Then people are going to be like, whoa, there's digital music.
Wow. Who would have thought? Yeah, that's. I predict that will happen.
I think so, too. Mm-hmm. I think it would be cool.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Who knows? We called it. We called it here, right now. You just wait. It's going to happen.
December 5th, 9:29 p.m.
2017.
Future predicted. Extremely accurately.
Well,
anyways,
I predict Amanda has a song for us.
Ooh, you are correct.
It's magic. We have like superpowers. Superpowers. All right, I'm ready when you are.
I'm ready. I'm playing.
Oh.
It's nothing.
We're back. We listened to Colors by Beck. And now, drum roll, please. It's time for a PSA. We have unnamed guest number one with us here in the studio.
Good evening.
Good evening. How are you doing, unnamed guest? It's been a while.
It's been such a long time.
You were absent the other week. I had to read the PSA by myself. It was sad.
I'm so very sorry about that. Got really sick with something nasty.
You hate to hear it. You hate to hear it. But you're back this week. Indeed. What do you got for us today?
I've got a really important message for the holidays. It's very important to keep this all in mind. It's that special time of year, and WMFO would like to wish all of our listeners the very best for their winter holidays, however you may celebrate them. There's nothing wrong with the responsible enjoyment of inebriance, but if you're under the influence, if you're buzzed, if you're hammered, if you're hosed, if you're toasted, or even if just a wee bit tipsy, please don't even think about driving a motorized vehicle.
No.
Don't do it.
No.
Please walk, take public transportation, call a cab, or get to the party in a group with a designated sober driver. Better yet, do your friends a favor and be the designated sober driver. Yes, that's all I've got.
Thank you. That is an important message for the holiday season. Sometimes those family parties get a little out of
hand. That drunk uncle, you don't know.
You
never know.
But
got to be prepared.
Being safe is the most important thing. So thank you for coming all the way here.
Cross the pond.
Cross the pond to
thank
deliver
you for
us
me,
that
course.
Wonderful PSA.
You're welcome.
Thank you. All right. More music time, Amanda?
More music, I think.
Wonderful.
Is it my turn?
It can be your turn. Oh no.
We're
the most popular radio show in the whole world right now. We're so popular. All right, I'm going to do the thing. And then we're going to...
Am I playing a song?
Oh, if you would like to play a song.
I don't know.
I have a song.
You do yours.
I have a song.
You do yours.
All right.
I'm not prepared.
All right, mystery caller.
Is it...
Feel
All right. That was Drive That Fast by Kitchens of Distinction. And now, after a couple weeks sad hiatus, we have Facts with Fee.
Woo!
Hi, Fee.
Facts with Fee.
Hi,
Fee. I have returned.
You have returned.
I returned from my fact-hunting journey into the depths of my fact cave, and I have brought you five very kooky facts.
Kooky facts.
Kooky.
All right. Are you ready?
Yes.
Fact number one. Pirates wore earrings because they thought it improved their eyesight.
What?
What? Pirates? Did I hear that right?
Yeah.
Yep, pirates.
I don't
know. Little hoop earrings that they wear.
What?
Improved their eyesight.
Well, Excuse they're certainly me. Not scientists.
I mean, has it been tested?
Nope.
Have we proven that it doesn't?
I guess not.
But maybe they're onto something.
Yep.
Maybe we should all get some hoop earrings.
I think
see if it improves our eyesight.
I think you're right.
I don't have earrings,
right,
and I have glasses.
Number two.
that's proof.
Oh my goodness. Fact number two.
The inventor of the waffle iron did not like waffles.
No.
Oh, that's such
what?
A shame.
What?
Although I will say
to our society.
What?
It's
a gift, the waffle iron.
Oh, indeed. They come in all sorts of shapes and sizes.
So I used to have an alphabet one.
That's fun. My friend in Seattle has a Death Star waffle maker.
Oh, wow.
It's pretty cool.
That's amazing.
I have a square one.
A square one.
I like that. I like that.
All right, fact number three. When hippos are upset, their sweat turns red.
Ooh. Ooh.
Ooh.
No. I don't like that.
No, I don't like that.
Mm. But upset is a very broad term.
Yeah. That's also a good point.
Like,
what
oh,
makes
him man.
Upset?
Like, are they angry? Are they sad?
True.
Are they stressed?
It's not very specific.
We should talk to them and figure it out.
I don't know. Next week there could be a follow-up on this.
Oh, yes. Okay. Please let us know.
We'll turn to hippos with Fee. I don't know. All right. Next fact. The person who invented the Frisbee was cremated and turned into a Frisbee.
No.
Why?
Is that real? Oh my god.
Ew, could you imagine, like, be careful with this one. It's my great grandma. Please don't step on it.
Wow, that's cool. That's a good fact.
That is a good fact, but a little niche. I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, that's a good one to pull out for trivia.
True.
You know?
Uh-huh. True, that is. Right?
All right.
Yeah.
This one's a date fact. The 29th of May is officially Put Your Pillow on Your Fridge Day.
What? What does that mean? Like, not like in your, like, not like in your fridge, just on your fridge?
Just on top.
Just on top.
Okay, okay.
Hmm.
Gotta keep it a little chilly.
How official is officially?
Well, apparently it's most popular in Europe, but the U.S. is bringing it to our own home nation. But apparently the day is all about prosperity and good fortune.
How?
Because in the early 1900s, families would place a piece of linen on top of lard, which would have been torn from something like a bed sheet or a nightgown or a curtain. And they thought that that would bring fertility and prosperity to the family. So putting a pillow on your fridge is kind of a modification on that.
I love it. That's great.
So, you know, come May 29th, be sure to put your pillow on top of your fridge for some good luck.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
We should definitely do that.
Back to Fee.
Yay, Fee. Thank you.
Thank you, Fee.
Thank you.
I loved those.
All right. Have a nice night, everybody.
Good night, Fee.
Good night.
Wow. I always learn something from Facts with Fee.
That was
life-changing.
I'm going to
put your pillow on your fridge
at my next, like, get-together.
Oh, for sure.
Everyone, did you know?
I love it. I'm glad we all got to learn something.
Amazing.
Look closely at that Frisbee you have with you.
Did you know? That is a Frisbee.
That one made me feel weird.
I'd like it better if he put his ashes in every single frisbee produced from now.
Just a little sprinkle.
Yeah, just a little bit.
That would have been much better. How do we know?
Maybe.
We don't.
They didn't specify what frisbee.
We don't know.
Oh, you guys.
We don't know.
Interesting.
You'll think twice now before you throw one.
I have a lot to think about right now.
My goodness. Well, glad we got some kooky facts. That was a lot.
That was great.
That was great.
Definitely kooky.
Definitely kooky. I like that word, too.
Me, too.
All right, Amanda, you got something for us.
Got a song.
Oh, she gave me a little finger guns. I like that. That was good. That was very good. All right. Do-do-do. Do-do-do.
Holds it up, it touches the floor. It must be 3 feet long or more. people came from miles around. When they saw it, they made this sound.
Oh, what a bean, the biggest bean I've ever seen.
Oh, I declare, the sight of it is more than I can bear.
A girl who saw his bean one day was so surprised she ran away. He chased her for to calm her down and chased her halfway across the town. She really was so petrified, 'cause as she ran away she cried, "To rot it, what a bean, the biggest bean I've ever seen. Oh, ho, ho, I declare, the sight of it is more I can bear." He carried it down the road one day and ran into a chap so gay. He stopped and stared at this great bean, the biggest bean he'd ever seen. It filled this chap with such delight that he shouted out with all his might,
"Oh, ho, 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 oh, what a bean, the biggest bean that I have ever seen. Oh, oh, so divine, oh, how I wish that lovely bean was mine."
Now it makes me very sad to say, the bean withered up and went away. But the story of the bean lives on, for his son has one that's twice as long. Its fame has spread both far and near, and when people see it, they all cheer.
Oh, what a bean, the biggest bean I've ever seen.
Oh, You're so very special. Yeah, I wish I was special.